T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Hancock and Kelly on Overnight America, sitting in for Ryan Recker. We'll take you all the way till 2 o'clock.
Some creepy music.
Very creepy. Are you a haunted house guy?
No, not really. I go in, when we go to Disney, I always go to the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, well, that's not real scary, is it?
No, it's for kids.
You got, like, animatronics going on. Well, you know, a couple of friends of mine on Friday night gave me a call. They said, Kelly, you want to go out? I said, sure. What are we up to? They said, we're going to a haunted house. I said, I'm not going. I have no desire to ever go to haunted houses. Now, I've been to a couple haunted houses in my life. I don't want to pay money for someone to scare me. That's not entertainment.
Yeah,
I don't even like scary movies.
Yeah.
But The Sixth Sense, I dealt with it, right? It was scary enough. But these, you know, Freddy and all these things jumping out at me. No.
Just gross.
I don't want to see anything jumping out at me. But, John, these haunted houses, and by the way, I just Googled St. Louis haunted houses. There must be 20 of them around town that you can go to. These things aren't cheap.
Spoiler alert, they're not really haunted.
Well, now, wait a minute, though. Some people do actually have haunted houses.
No, they don't, Kelly.
There's talk that the Limp Mansion, of course, here in St. Louis is haunted.
Of course,
and that there's other houses around the St. Louis area, and for that matter, any city, that are haunted. But we got two situations going here, right? People who believe their house or something to be haunted. I don't know where I come down on that. I don't believe in ghosts. Do you?
Of course not.
But too many of my friends, you know, have had experiences where they've pointed out and said, well, you know, these are smart people who tell me I believe in ghosts.
Well, I believe there is a spiritual world that exists among us. I do believe that. Are people ghosts? No. Do our spirits hang around after we're no longer alive? Are they hanging around here? No.
You don't?
No.
You believe our spirits still exist?
Yes.
What's to say the spirit wouldn't be trapped here on Earth?
Because I don't believe I just don't believe it.
Huh. Well, anyway, these guys tried to get me $30 to go to this haunted house. Now, I have no desire to pay to have somebody jump out of anything and scare me. You jump out against me in front of me, you're getting hit.
Yeah.
As simple as that. And, you know, and then I've been to Six Flags because people say if you go out to Fright Night at Six Flags, mm-hmm. it's not that scary, Kelly, and you get to ride all the rides because most of the kids don't want to come and
midnight.
Blah, blah, blah,
right.
Until midnight.
Yeah.
John, I'm there 20 minutes. Guy comes running down, one of the actors comes running down. He's got these, I don't know, like these plastic things. He's sliding on this hill. He looks like the devil. And I thought, I just turned around and walked out. I thought, here's my ticket. Thank you for having me. I don't care about riding the rides. I do not want to pay to be scared.
Well, it makes perfect sense. I don't think I would either. But there are people who really get into this sort of thing. 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Do you like the haunted house gig? Is it something you do for fun? Why is it fun? And B, where do you come down on ghosts? Do we have ghosts out there running around, walking up and down stairs and making noises and doing whatever it is the ghost does?
Well, and you know, a lot of very smart people that I know believe that in ghosts and swear to goodness that certain places are haunted. Now, the Limp Mansion is probably the most well-known house here in St. Louis that people say is haunted. Of course, it's there in Benton Park. You ever been over to Benton Park?
Great little area. I've been to Limp Mansion. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
I went to a dinner theater there one night.
Yeah, a family that was in the brewery business. I think they had a couple of their kids that either killed themselves or killed each other, and it's some spooky stuff, but they sell like nights where you can stay in the Limp Mansion and you sleep in the room where apparently one of them either killed himself or got killed and that they're still there. But you just don't believe in ghosts. They don't exist.
I don't.
Huh. Well, yeah. This isn't going to be good.
I believe there are evil spirits that exist.
Do you ever hear noises late at night where you think, I wonder what that is?
Not if I, you know, I haven't been drinking, I don't. But but no, I don't hear voices. I do occasionally hear music.
Like in your own head?
No, it's audible. It's weird.
So wait, you hear music being played somewhere in your house?
Well, or just a song. I mean, it's not being played necessarily, but I can hear it. It's weird. And sometimes I hear a melody I don't recognize.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I compose music. I write music. And so I've had cases where I've heard a melody.
Well, that's in your own head.
But it's audible. It's weird. It's hard to explain. So I know.
Well, explain it.
I get in my head.
Yeah.
But I can actually hear it audibly. And as if it's external, and then I can remember it, and I go and sit down at a piano whenever I get a chance and figure it out.
Try to play it?
Yeah.
You don't think that's creepy?
It's weird. Now, you want to hear creepy?
Yeah.
So when I was in high school, there was a friend of mine, and we weren't really close friends, or, you know, we had some classes together, and we were on the debate team together, but we never hung out.
Okay.
Nothing like that. So I had a dream one night that... we were in his house, and I don't remember exactly what was going on in the dream, but we were in his house, and we're walking around and doing, I guess maybe there's a party going on or something. And I went to school the next morning, and I said, I had this weird dream last night. I was in your house. He said, yeah. And then I explained to him, I said, is your kitchen laid out like this? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you have a foosball table in the corner of your basement? And he goes, yeah. And I could see his house. Never been there before. And I explained. So that was
immediately went to the police and notified him.
That's probably like the creepiest thing that's ever happened to me. I really can't explain it, but it happened.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember in the house I grew up in, we had a door that would slam shut occasionally. Just made no sense why it would slam shut.
Well, that's because somebody was mad.
Right, it was in the basement, so could it have been one of the windows or some freaky physics thing that when you open the back door, it created suction?
Did you grow up with five sisters?
Five sisters.
Okay. At any given moment,
there were doors slamming.
There's going to be drama going on. There's doors are going to be slamming. So yeah. I wouldn't read too much supernatural into that.
I want to know, does anybody believe in haunted, that a house can be haunted?
Have you ever
experienced
a ghost coming up and... you know, tapping you on the shoulder.
Come on, this is anonymous.
We'd love to hear from you. 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. If we have them, we'll take your calls after this on The Voice of St. Louis, Cable X.
And welcome back to Hancock and Kelly on Overnight America, sitting in for Ryan Recker. Going to stay with you all the way till 2 o'clock.
I think we've pretty much proven my point here.
What's that?
There are
no such thing as ghosts.
As ghosts.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Yep.
They don't exist. I'm with you. But yeah, when this is the time, though, right? Everybody's dressing up in these goofy outfits. I hate it. Now, I do like some of the Halloween outfits that that show up in the Halloween season, but the scary ones do not do it for me, John Hancock. My question to you is, what do you think of decorating your house for Halloween?
Well, I'm not a big fan of it. Now, my wife, on the other hand, she decorates for everything. So I may or may not have a giant inflatable pumpkin in my front yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hate insulting you straight to your face.
Yeah.
I don't get people who decorate their front yard with skeletons tombstones. And
I don't particularly like Halloween as a thing.
And bales of hay. Like, what? When did we decide that bales of hay?
I mean, that's a whole fall thing. I don't mind that. But all the kind of satanic stuff is wrong.
What do you mean?
Not for that.
Oh, like with the skeletons and the tombstones?
And the devils.
How about the cotton that they string across everything to make it look like it's a spider web?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
whatever. Don't you think those people got a little something wrong with them? If you're decorating your front yard with all that kind of stuff.
They were actually projecting a scene out of their upstairs window.
See, that's weird.
On Halloween.
Oh, really?
And it was,
I can see doing that on Halloween, the day Halloween.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of these houses that are being decorated for Halloween now are like Christmas houses, which I also think is weird.
Christmas?
Yeah, we'll save that for the Christmas show.
No,
but that's also extremely weird.
I don't get
lighting it up. Fine, you want to put some white lights on your house, that's great.
Yes.
These people who put carnivals and, you know, 18 plastic things.
Reindeer?
Yeah, reindeer. And it's kind
of
silly looking.
We got a couple of reindeer in the yard at Christmas time. We got the wreath going on. We got the lights all over the trees. So it's a lovely time of the year.
Well,
a little nativity scene out there.
Yeah, right. So okay, fine. Yeah, have at it. But then they do it for, well, now we do it for Halloween. We do it for Thanksgiving. Of course, you got your Thanksgiving decorations.
Right.
And then Christmas nothing decorations, which I know you never seem to take down, right? You're a Christmas decoration guy till about what? First day of spring training?
or the NCAA.
That'd be April, March, April? Yeah. That's weird.
Well,
come on.
What happened last year was unfortunate.
So the young lady that works with us at Channel 2, when we get there, you and I show up at Channel 2, and mm-hmm. we sign in the lobby, and we tell them, he's Hancock, I'm Kelly. She says to me that Halloween's her favorite holiday.
Huh.
Little cute little gal that sits up front there.
Yeah.
I forget her name.
Yeah.
But she decorates her house for Halloween. Starts showing me pictures the other day.
Oh.
I thought, this is weird. I mean, you decorate for Halloween? I don't get it. Let's go to the phone lines.
No.
Doug, you're on KMOX and Overnight America.
Hello, Doug.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Great.
Good, sir.
How was that pizza?
It's outstanding.
Well, we're still in the middle of truth. It.
I mean, it's outstanding.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm just sitting here listening to you gentlemen on my patio having a real nice cigar.
Good. Ooh, for you. Man. What kind of cigar are you having?
La Gloria Cubana Series R number 5.
Oh, is that boy. A Fuente? Good. Oh, that's a no, that's a La Gloria Cubano. Nice.
That's right. That's right.
A good smoke.
Mm. Oh, that's a real good smoke. But the reason I'm calling is because I had an incident that happened to me. I graduated high school in 1969 from Hazelwood High School.
When it was just North County
high school they had.
Fellow North County.
Yes, sir.
Guy. All right.
Yes, sir. And one of my classmates and I, we both attended SIUE after that. And so the following Thanksgiving, we had Wednesday off of school. And, of course, we wanted to kind of go back and see this assembly they were going to have and also kind of, you know, rub it in the kids' faces. Hey, we're off school. You're not, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Well, he drove at the time a 1957 MGA, which he was grooming to be a classic car and hang on to it for a while and make money out of it, which is a good idea. And he had it all fixed up, nice paint job, engine was fine. And we had gotten onto the school parking lot, which is a rather large parking lot with stop signs and everything. And so, you know, he stops at the stop sign and looks both ways, and he takes off, and he's, you know, in between first and second gear. Out of nowhere, this kid came in his daddy's Buick Skylark and hit us.
Ooh.
And he was going a pretty good clip. He T-boned us on my side of the car.
Ooh.
And the car flew through the air 55 feet from the point of impact, landed on the front lawn of the school right in front of the principal's office window. And the upshot of it was I ended up getting a broken collarbone. They had to use the jaws of life on me.
Wow.
And My buddy, who is now a college professor, said, I looked it up, and you're listed as the first person in St. Louis County that ever had the jaws of life used on to get him out of an accident. Anyway, the point of the whole thing is, when I got to the hospital, the doctor that was examining me, he said, you know, I don't understand this. He goes, your blood pressure is fine. Your heart rate is fine. You're not in shock. Nothing is wrong except this broken collarbone. He goes, I can't figure it out because normally an accident victim comes in, they're in pretty rough shape.
Yeah.
He said, what do you think? I said, well, I'll tell you what, Doc. I said, 2 weeks ago, I dreamed the entire thing.
Whoa.
I said, right down to the breaking of the glass in the windshield, right down to the taste of dirt in my mouth. The only thing I had not dreamed was the broken collarbone part.
Huh. What do you attribute that to, Doug?
Oh, I can't attribute to anything other than the fact that, you know, somebody up there likes me. And, I mean, just he told me, he said, well, he goes, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. And he said, of course, back in 69, you know, there was a lot of discussion about ESP and all those things going on. And he said, I'm not even close to being versed in any of that. But he said, but I sure can't discount your condition.
You weren't dropping acid by chance back in 69.
No. I never have done that.
Doug,
No.
has this happened at any other time in your life since?
I've had a couple of things happen, not as significant as that.
Yeah, like deja vu kind of things, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, deja vu kind of things.
Yeah.
And now what my son, what he does, he's a full-time musician. He does dueling pianos. He's also a writer and producer and this and that kind of thing. He keeps a little recorder by his bed on the nightstand. So if he gets an idea for a song while he's sleeping, he wakes up and sings it into that voice recorder and goes back to sleep.
Yep. That's cool.
And yeah, and that's not a bad idea, you know. So in fact, I'm the guy that, I don't know if you guys know this, I'm the guy who come up with Ryan's new theme song. So
oh nice, thank you.
We're supposed to come down there in a little while and do that in the studio and get a decent recording. I submitted it to him as a recording from my phone and didn't think he was gonna play it on the air, but he wound up playing about half.
So you're a musician yourself?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. What do you play?
Well, I grew up as a drummer and singer, okay, and wound up getting a master's from Webster in percussion performance. I played all over the country. I've been all over the place. And as of 3 years ago, I had to have back surgery. So that kind of put the drumming thing to bed, only because I can't lift all the gear.
Yeah.
So, but I do still sing. And my partner is a real nice lady who plays piano named Donna Perino. And we do gigs here and there and working on some different things and got some ideas, and we're putting ourselves together to get auditioning for cruise ship work.
That's a great gig. I've known a lot of people that do the cruise ship thing. That's a very nice gig. What kind of music do you prefer?
I like everything. I'm the kind of person who, when people say, you know, what's your favorite song, I say that's the worst question you can ask me.
Yeah, right.
Because I really don't have a favorite song. I have all kinds of things that I like and other things that I don't really care for, but I can appreciate the effort that goes into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I went and saw Rick Wakeman a couple of weeks ago. He was in town doing a piano concert at the Shelby. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. He's terrific.
That dude is amazing.
Well, this lady I work with, she's a product of Berklee College in Boston.
Mm.
And she studied with Quincy Jones and Chick Corea and people like that. So she's got her jazz chops together big time. And, we do that. We do, pop stuff. We just do a mix, you know, and whatever the client wants or whatever the crowd demands, basically. And, that's how you have to do it in this business. You got to be flexible and
play it
not
all.
Let your own preferences get in the way.
Yep,
you know,
exactly right. But, play it all.
But Mr. Hancock, I would like to invite you to come have a cigar with me, out in Chesterfield sometime.
Well, I'm just down the street.
Well, you know the cigar shop there in Olive?
I do.
Stop in.
All right. I'll find you there,
Willie. We'll have a drink and a cigar together. How about that?
I'm ready, Doug. All right.
And,
hey.
And if you can persuade Michael to come in.
He doesn't go west of 270.
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't go west of 270?
No. Oh, I'm teasing with you. I'll come out and smoke. You get Hancock out there, I'll be there with you guys.
Well, you guys come on out. We'll have a nice time.
Thanks. Right. Well, this is like dial a date, John.
Thanks
You're getting
so
all these opportunities,
Doug,
to go
it.
Out.
Have yourself a good evening. Enjoy that fine cigar out there. I would give that man a cigar, but he's already got one.
Well, he's smoking one.
All right. Yeah. Right. There was Doug. That was very nice.
Yeah. Very nice. So deja vu. You mentioned deja vu.
I've had it. Yeah.
Yeah. Ditto. It's a freaky experience,
it's just a thing.
Isn't it?
I mean,
it's real.
Stuff
right?
happens. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
You feel it. I've been here before. I don't know what it is, but I've.
Yeah.
I've been here and experienced that
before. This exact movement through this, whatever it is, yeah.
No, how do you convey the word deja vu to somebody who doesn't know what you're talking about?
Well, if you...
Remember when you first learned about deja vu?
Yeah.
When your mom would say... Would you say to your mom, what is deja vu?
And yeah, if you translate it, it means been there, done that. Yeah. So, that's deja vu. Hey, when we come back...
What?
I'm going to make a confession.
Really? Oh, my goodness. You're not going to vote for Trump.
I have... I have a problem with envy. And we'll discuss it after this on KMOX.
He's envious of me. Hey, it's Hancock and Kelly sitting in for Ryan Recker on
Overnight America.
And John, rarely is it that you come into the studio with a confession.
Yep.
And I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
So, you know, I've publicly been making fun of these people and I have to confess that I'm actually kind of envious of them, and I kind of think maybe they're onto something.
Democrats? Liberals?
We're talking, of course, about the doomsday preppers.
the people who, like, are building bunkers in their backyard?
Yes.
Packing the beans away?
Food, the freeze-dried
gallons
food,
of white, rice, and the whole bit.
Yes.
What, you're envious of them?
Yes.
You want all this extra headache in your life?
Well, no, I haven't done a thing. I have, but I'm telling you, the grid's going to go out. Here.
What's that mean?
The electric grid. So you've got
Well, it's going out before.
Yeah, well, it goes out for a day. But I'm saying it's going to go out for months.
Right.
Now, think about this.
So, months?
Months, and if not longer. You have these electromagnetic pulses, you know, that nuclear weapons can do. You got all these terrorists running around out there, and you got enemies, people that hate us.
Well, we're letting them out of jail over in ISIS. Syria right now.
And then you got all the computer hacking going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
It is not inconceivable that we'll have a situation where the power grid goes out for a prolonged period of time, and there will be. You'll have whatever food you've got, and then it's gone. And, you know, water gets bad, and if the power's out, you've got no access to the internet. It's gone. Television, radio, gone. And once your car's out of gas, gone, because you're not going to have any ability to get gas to the gas station. Once your food's gone, it's gone. And, you know, you're going to have a situation where you got all these people running around out there killing each other and stealing food.
What are you talking about?
I think it could happen.
So you're envious of these
folks.
So what do you mean you're envious?
Well,
define what you mean by that.
You kind of
wish you were doing it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Are you thinking of going home and putting together a to-do list of maybe just start with a couple boxes of Rice-A-Roni?
Well, that's not going to do anything. Well, I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it. I mean,
you need the shelter, the bunker.
You got to have 6 months of supplies out there. You got to have all your weapons ready.
But let me tell you,
if
all that's going on in the world, do you really want to be sitting in the dirt somewhere in Chesterfield in a basement?
I don't want to starve to death. I don't want to die because my neighbor killed me to take my last can of beans. I mean,
you must not like your neighbors. You think they're going to kill you?
They might. I mean, people get desperate. Desperate things out there, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And what I like about my friends that are prepping, and this kind of came to me. So,
do you know anyone who's personally prepping?
I may or may not. So I've got a buddy of mine that's got 200 acres out in the country.
Uh-huh.
And we were there last night. This is what got me thinking about this.
Right.
So he's got 200 acres out in the country. He built himself.
That's a lot, right? For people who don't understand what an acre is, I don't know how big an acre is.
I mean,
that's big, right?
It's a fair amount of space, yeah.
Okay.
And he built.
You can farm on that.
You could do whatever you want on it.
Uh-huh.
So he built himself a log cabin.
He built it with his own hands.
Well, he and his kids.
Wow.
And it's a cool, no electricity. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had the lantern, and we had our dinner club out there. So
okay.
Six couples, and we're all.
Dinner club.
Yeah. And.
Good Lord.
So anyway, this guy is a very successful businessman in town, but he's got this property out there, and I'm thinking, you know, when the grid goes out,
this is where I'm going to come.
I'm heading to yes, but I don't know that he's got like a shelter, a bomb shelter, where he's got all the food down there. I didn't ask him about that, but it dawned on me, you know, when everybody's running around and shooting everybody, and remember that show years ago? What was it called? A few years ago. Well, no, it was a drama. It was about the grid going out and the world going to. I don't know what it's called. It was called something.
Something.
Revenge or something. It wasn't revenge, but it was anyway. I think it's probably inevitable that our enemies are going to be out there. They're certainly looking for ways to shut down our power grid.
There's people all over the world living without power for a week at a time.
A week, which is no problem. I can handle it.
Come on, this is America. We can do anything. Or we used to be able to do anything. You really think the power is going to be out for more than a week?
Yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months.
Explain to me what you're envious of these folks, because they've built these shelters. They've freeze-dried food.
They've got freeze-dried lasagna.
They got water.
They've got freeze-dried
lasagna.
Don't you hear those Ron Paul commercials? I mean,
No, I'm what they call a person who listens to the mainstream world.
Whoa.
You're out there listening to this black helicopter stuff, clearly, because now you're wanting to dig a hole in your backyard and build yourself a shelter.
You know,
that's weird.
You may say there's no black helicopters, but what happens when you see one flying overhead, Kelly?
Well, thank God you live in the United States.
And people are saying that this whole grid thing's never going to happen. Well, what happens when it happens? It happened. That's what happened.
All right, so let me ask you. You are envious of these people.
Yeah.
Isn't envy? Shouldn't you flatter them by imitating them? Why? What would be on your supply list? Like, what is the John Hancock must have survival needs?
Well, you gotta have some toilet paper.
Really?
You're gonna need a lot of water.
Uh huh.
A lot of water, and you know, I'm gonna want some soap around, because you know you gotta live with
it. Because you're going to run out of toilet paper.
Right. And, you know, and then you want to have your freeze-dried.
Well, you're not going to use your water to bathe. You're going to be in a shelter for 6 weeks.
Well, if you got everything, if you got the generator, the first thing is get a generator.
Get a generator.
All right? So okay. You get the generator out there, because then you can have the lights are on, the refrigerator will keep your what little
food
you
have. Well, you're going to surf the net and watch Netflix?
So,
Right,
but you have lights.
Now you're starting to understand how ridiculous this whole thing
is.
No,
it's not ridiculous.
It is.
I'm telling you, Kelly, I'm going to rue the day I didn't do this stuff.
Is it Jim Baker? Was he the one with Tammy Faye? Jim Baker? Yeah, he lives in Branson,
with
right?
With 2 Ks. I have no idea.
And I think he sells buckets of freeze-dried food. You know, buckets for Jesus. You buy this, and it's, you know, it's got it, and you fill it up with water.
Well, a bucket's
and,
not going to do anything.
And no, it's like a, you know, a construction bucket, but it's sealed, and it's got all this food in it, mm-hmm. and you buy it from this guy. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to survive when the power goes out.
Right.
I think, John, you'd be better spent putting your energy and time mm-hmm. into being a contributing member to society when this happens. Use some of your own, you know, leadership skills to come down here and help the power company figure this stuff out. Because
what am I going to do with the power company? The whole idea.
So instead, you're going to sit in your base and shake like a little squirrel.
Until somebody comes and kills me, yeah. or I die of starvation, you know, rolling around in the backyard.
All right. Confession?
I mean, yeah.
I kind of understand what you're saying.
I know.
Something bad is going to happen.
Really bad.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is a real confession. I really have no redeeming skill set.
No, me
to
either.
Help at the end of the world.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't fix an engine. Hell, I can't change the oil.
I can't even touch a fish.
Right.
Let's say I would go out and catch a fish.
Yes.
I don't even like to touch
right,
the fish.
Right? No, I'm with you. I can cook. But outside of that, I run my mouth for a living.
Right.
So I'm not going to be the guy who knows how to, you know, make a direct right angle and make a lean-to or a shelter. I skip the Boy Scouts for that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not heading
so
to
I'm
your
with
place.
You. I'm afraid. So that's why I'm just not going to be a prepper. I'm just going to get out there in the middle of it all and let the chips fall where they may. Maybe I'll get shot.
Chips,
maybe I'll survive.
Chips are going to fall, and they are going to fall where they may, unless you are prepared.
Anybody out there started to save some stuff in your basement just
I would love to hear
a situation?
From I'm telling you.
314.
I know this is going to happen.
436-7900.
Power Grid.
1-800-925-1120. Maybe it's even the folks who've put together like a tornado readiness kit.
Well, that's,
so that
yeah,
you're
going
to be there for a week because maybe your house gets blown down, but you're in the basement.
Yeah,
I'm even admiring those folks who've taken the initiative to save for a week.
Yeah.
I have no food in my refrigerator right now. We went to my refrigerator. There is not one. There's condiments and beverages. There's no food.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything of substance, you know, I guess.
I wonder how long you could live on Grey Poupon.
Mm.
I mean, you'd have to. You probably couldn't eat a lot at one time.
I don't think so.
So that would probably last a while.
Have you ever had a condiment sandwich
no.
where you just put like some mustard on the piece of bread? You never were that desperate
not
in college.
Yet, but I'm thinking that day seven, maybe of the of the grid,
the
going
great
out,
prep.
That's where we'll all be.
All right, any preppers out there? 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. He's Hancock.
To you.
I'm
right
Michael Kelly.
Corner.
We need to talk to you.
See you. Bye.
Hey, it's Hancock and Kelly, or Kelly and Apocalypse John. Sitting here together at the KMOX studios.
Alive, Kelly. I'm telling you. You know, there's tens of thousands of people in Dallas right now without power because of this tornado.
Oh, boy. I hope they'll be okay.
Well, they will. But
of course they're going to be okay.
Not the terrorists. But you put a little electromagnetic pulse over that puppy, and they're
right.
going to be...
Right, and we put our engineers and our workers out there to go fix it, and we'll be back in order.
Well, I hope you're right, but I think you're right.
But I got to tell you, if the whole shooting match comes down... And we're months without power.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to survive simply because you got a hole in your basement with a bunch of food and freeze-dried.
Well, it's because they're going to come in and kill you.
Now that everybody knows that you're going to be packing stuff there, they'll be coming out to Chesterfield looking for you.
So our ace producer, Ben, here, he tells me that the Jim Baker, what he is selling is Apocalypse Chow.
Yeah.
He says you get a bucket of this stuff, it feeds you for 50 days. And they got... they got fettuccine Alfredo in there.
pancakes,
a little mashed potatoes,
yeah,
a little
just
flapjacks.
A bunch of carbs.
Yeah, well, that's what you need.
Well, I guess Jim Baker. Can you believe that guy still has a career?
Well, you know, God bless him.
Well, God clearly has done something for him. I don't know if he's blessed him or if he's utilized God to do whatever. You know, he lives in Missouri now, right?
I did not know that.
No, he's down there in Branson.
He's in Brant, God's country.
Yeah, that's your area.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
None of my voters.
Have you
down
been
there.
To Branson?
I've been to Big Cedar.
Well, Big
Does
Cedar's
that count?
Lovely. Not really. It's not Branson.
No, I'm not a Branson guy.
Branson's great.
What do you like, the Bald
Silver
Knobbers?
Silver City. I like the Bald Knobbers.
You've been to see the Bald Knobbers?
I have.
What about the Russian dude?
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, his humor doesn't work anymore because we all love the Russians.
I hired
right?
him for a gig once.
Yakov. Did you really?
Yeah.
Who else is there? Is Tony Orlando down there still?
I think he may still be, yeah.
Wayne Newton?
No. I don't think Wayne Newton's there.
Oh, Silver Dollar City's there.
Silver Dollar City.
Never been. Is that? I do like roller coasters.
It's great. I used to play the piano at Silver Dollar City.
Really? Yes, do they sir. Have roller coasters at
they
Silver
do.
Dollar City?
They do indeed. Fire in the Hole.
What's
a good
that mean?
One. That's one of the roller coasters.
Hmm. That yeah. Big Cedar, though. I've been there. That's
Big
nice.
Cedar's magnificent.
That's my kind of outdoors. That I could survive the apocalypse at Big Cedar.
If you had enough food. I mean,
what are you talking about? You got your own little cabin, your fireplace, and, you know.
Yep.
Everything's going to be all right, John. Don't be worrying about prep and stuff. You know what you should be focused on? What kind of candy are you handing out to the kids this year for Halloween?
Well, you know, that's Georgianne's the milieu. She's really good at she's so awesome, but she's particularly good at Halloween. And we may even do the old fire pit again this year.
What's that mean?
We put the old fire pit on the driveway.
Uh-huh.
And all the neighbors come over and okay. you know, we make lemonade and the kids will come up and we hand out the candy and it's fun.
Now do you hand out there, real candy or
yeah, buddy.
You're not one of these people who gives out apples.
No. No. Snickers bars, Reese's.
Now, do you give out the mini ones, or do you get the kids a good
well,
size bar?
Well, you know, that's funny you should ask. So, we'll have a little of both.
Oh, so it's a grab bag.
Well, yeah.
Who winds up eating most of the full-size bars?
I'm not
Would
a
that
big
be
candy.
You?
No, I'm not a big candy person.
Really?
No.
You'd rather eat a bowl of pasta than some sweets?
I would.
Really?
Yes.
I'll eat them all.
This pizza, by the way, is outstanding.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't eat a lot of candy. But what? If I have to, I'll eat a Snickers bar.
What is that your favorite candy?
It is my favorite.
Mine's Swedish Fish.
Oh, come on.
Why? What do you want? Where you want to go?
Well, they stick to your teeth. They're horrible.
No, they're delicious. They got that little cherry taste to them, little subtle cherry taste.
Yeah, no.
They're just chewy enough that they force you to work.
Right.
But they don't stay with you forever.
Right.
It's a lovely thing. Now, I always like, there was a couple of folks in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
When we go trick-or-treating, who you knew you were going to get a great item.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah,
knew
yeah,
that it
yeah.
was going to be
yeah.
a great
yeah,
item.
The hall.
Yes. And you needed to go there early.
Yep.
Because all the other kids knew, too. So you had to get there early. Then there was a couple of the houses that were hit or miss, right?
Yeah. You know,
now, we also had these folks in our neighborhood where they wanted you to, they had all their friends over, right? And they're all sitting around the fire pit or in their backyard.
Yeah.
And now you got to waste 5 minutes going to the backyard to see all these people. That's less time getting candy.
Yeah, and the people you don't want to see if
no,
you're a kid.
No, well, but your parents want you to see them. Oh, right. Go be nice to them, Johnny.
Yeah, tell them a joke.
Tell them a joke. So you'd have to go do that. Now, but my best friend's dad, Michael Burgoyne.
Yeah.
Isn't Chris Burgoyne.
This is the Colonel.
The Colonel.
Yeah.
He dresses up every year for Halloween.
He does.
Dresses up in a scary outfit. He had a mask 1 year. I still am therapy over it. I mean, I ran so far from this. He had to take the mask off in front of me so that they could ease me out.
It was like one of those Hollywood.
Oh, man, it was scary. John, it was green and these beady eyes and stuff. But it kind of ruined it for me. Maybe that's the reason I don't like the haunted houses. But Mr. Burgoyne always had the best candy.
Now, if we're entering the end of the world, maybe I wouldn't want to hang out with that guy.
Yeah.
He'd keep him from killing me, you know?
Uh-huh.
Plus, he's military trained.
Well, he's a military trained guy. Now, this guy, he was my troop commander, or what do they call that of your Boy Scout?
Oh, thing. Senior patrol leader.
Right. So I hated camping. I mean, I just would assume not camp. And he said to me 1 year, he said, Michael, you stay with me. And, you know, this is my neighbor. It's my best friend's dad.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we were watching. He had a little electronic TV,
no.
a little remote control, black and white TV. We were watching Johnny Carson from Camp Espar F?
Yeah, Espar F. Yeah.
Did you ever spend time there?
Oh, I spent many a summer.
I hated
there.
It. Yeah. I hated every second of it. I remember the first time we went there, there was the kids were all sitting around. That's the first night. I'm scared to death. I don't want to be there. We're having to go to the bathroom in the woods, which is ridiculous. You're having to take showers with animals and, you know, craziness.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember him telling a story about, oh, there's a prison not too far from here, and two of the guys got out and blah, blah, blah. And I knew it was all nonsense, but it scared me to death. So I couldn't sleep the whole time. Never went to the bathroom. I got home from a whole week. I didn't eat. I hated every second of it. Camping is not my bag. So I'm listen, if the apocalypse is coming and I needed to be prepped, I'm going to be the one that you guys can eat me first. I'll be the cannibal. I'll lay down, start cutting chunks out of my rear end and eating it up, buddy, because I'm not going to. You're the one talking about everybody coming and trying to kill you.
You have just ruined this pizza.
No,
over there talking about cutting up your butt.
John, you're the one who's been talking about the end of the world and that we're all going to be out killing each other and stuff. I'm just telling you right now. If the apocalypse comes and it's going on longer than a week with no power and we're really out there, I'm going like postal. I'm just going out and have at me. Just get me out of this situation. I don't want to be dealing with this.
How about those Cardinals? We're thinking about the end of the season here. I can't even believe the mental images you're stirring up over here.
Was it not you the one who talked about we were going to be killing each other and doing crazy stuff?
We are.
So I'm just saying, I'm offering myself up. I'm not going through the process.
All right. Well, we're going to be moving on from this topic next hour.
Really?
Our final hour, perhaps our final hour ever on The Voice
We
of
worry
St.
about
Louis.
That every time we're here, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do. We're one segment away from Sayonara.
Well, we got a fun story for you under the category of... Don't you deserve it because you're just stupid? And there's other examples of people who do stuff that they deserve because they're stupid.
Well, at least this poor guy survived that we're going to talk about next hour. But he, sometimes you have to wonder about people, don't you?
Uh-huh. That's Michael Jackson in the background.
Yeah, the Thriller, right?
Yeah.
See there? That's 1982, if memory serves.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson.
You want me to tell you how this ends?
I saw the video.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, we're going to step aside. We got a great story coming up next hour right here on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.